Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Trudy Weekman. Jesus says, "If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. The Gospel reading for the fifth Sunday after Trinity is from Luke chapter 5. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake. But the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you good things that surpass all understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. That's an astounding image if you think about it for a moment. Here they had just caught an incredible catch of fish, right? So many that two boats began to sink, right? This is more fish than they had probably ever caught in one catch before, one night of fishing before. And they left everything and followed him. It takes a great deal of perhaps two things, courage and faith, to leave what you have and to follow the Lord. But it is exactly this kind of thing that we Christians need to be reminded of today as we consider our faith and our Christian lives. The apostles were willing to lose everything. They were willing to take all that they had and leave it behind them so that they might follow Jesus. And you might notice here, these fishermen were not just poor fishermen. So sometimes the way that we think of fishermen today is we think of it as just kind of a nice hobby, right? People go fishing and it's a nice pastime to do in the afternoon or the morning. These men are fishermen. This is their job. They were experts at it. They were really good at it. They knew exactly how to do it. They had invested their livelihoods in this. And here, on this particular night, this particular morning, they had not caught any fish overnight. They knew how to catch fish. This was their living. They were good at it. They probably owned these boats, and they were well-to-do fishermen. Maybe not wealthy, but they had enough. They knew how to do this. And now, when they brought their boats to land, they left everything and they followed Jesus. How does that look in your life? Consider it for a moment, perhaps. Are you willing to let everything go for the sake of your faith, for the sake of Christ, that you might follow Him? Let's think about another thing for a moment here while you consider that question. When Peter and the others went out fishing, they were mending their nets. They were washing them and taking care of their nets after a long night of fishing. And Jesus, when He instructed them to go out, it was during the day. So the Mediterranean, best time for fishing, overnight. The fish, it's the waters are cooler, the fish come up higher, they are able to catch the fish with nets. During the daytime, not so much. The waters are warmer, the sun is out, the fish are not quite as anxious to be caught by these nets. More difficult to fish during the day. And so when Simon says, "We toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets," Peter is recognizing that his wisdom, his knowledge, his experience was to be a servant to the word of Jesus. And indeed, by the power of Jesus' word, Peter and his companions caught a miraculous catch of fish, such that their nets were breaking, the nets that they were mending and repairing, that were in good shape, were now breaking because they caught so many fish. For Peter and for us, this should show us maybe the folly of depending on our own experience and wisdom, our own knowledge, the things that we today think are correct. If we depend on these things too much, as Peter and them did, they fished all night and they caught nothing. But according to the wisdom of the Lord, they caught a miraculous catch. According to the word of Jesus, Peter listened, he was obedient, and the fish were obedient. They listened, they caught so many fish. Obviously, the Lord brought it so that these fish would swim into the net so that they would be caught. This is just kind of an aside, but think about it. God created these particular fish with the express purpose that they would be caught on this day. That's the wisdom of the Lord. He knows things. He is working in unseen ways in order to make things go the right way. This is happening throughout our lives all the time. God creates. God works behind the scenes in order to make sure that the right things are going to happen. And so, even when it looks a little bit foolish, when following the word of God seems to be folly, when it seems like this is just not going to work, indeed, you do not know what the Lord is doing. You do not know how the Lord's word has been at work in the world around you. And God is going to work. God is going to provide for you regardless of your labors or your intelligence. That's an important thing for us to understand. Today, we're good Americans, right? We pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. We think we've got everything figured out and we can handle everything all on our own. And yet, in fact, it is the Lord who provides for us. This is what we pray when we pray Luther's Table Prayer. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Indeed, it is the Lord who opens his hand and satisfies us. Our care, our livelihood does not depend so much on us, but it depends on the Lord who cares for us. And when you have the faith to believe that the Lord is caring for his children, then you can do as Peter and the other apostles did and leave everything and follow him. You have no need for fear, because the Lord is going to work through his word to provide for you. So what does this mean exactly for the Christian today? It doesn't mean that you all have to be apostles or pastors or missionaries, that you have to leave your business and your family behind you and go and do something else, trusting that the Lord will provide for you. That might be some of you, but probably not many of you, or maybe any of you that are listening today. But it means that in our lives, the Word of God should reign supreme. We should be like Simon and listen to the Word of God. We should listen to what he says. We should be obedient to his word. And the Lord will provide for us. The Lord has provided for you each and every day of your life, far more than you even need. Right? Jesus gave them a catch of fish that was greater than they could use. Their cup runneth over, so to speak. And indeed, so does yours. The Lord has given to each of us more than we actually need. We probably don't realize it most of the time, but we have more. We have an excess, an abundance of things, because the Lord does provide for his people. And so with that in mind, you can listen to the Word of God and trust that it is correct and the right things are going to happen, even if you are going to suffer. So Peter and the other apostles, all but John, were eventually martyred for their faith. So they followed Jesus, and they left everything, and they lost everything on earth. But you know what they did gain? They gained a mansion in the skies. They gained paradise with the Lord. That's your promise too. Even if you don't have everything you want or need here on earth, the Lord promises you an inheritance that is beyond comparison. He promises you not just to catch a fish, but he promises you a catch of men. He promises you brothers and sisters who will dwell beside you in paradise. Indeed, God is working, and his church is growing, maybe not in ways that we can see, but the Lord is growing his church by calling men, by calling humans, by calling these fish of the world, in order that they might dwell in his boat. And his boat will be full. Do not doubt it. Love the Lord your God, listen to his word, and then leave everything and follow him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.